It's time for Director's Cut Radio. This week, a comedy about some graduate students who rob houses and sell the loot online to pay for school. It's called The Smart Ones. It was shot in and around Milwaukee and released last year. Here's a clip.
So you have no problem stealing from complete strangers?
It tends to get sticky otherwise. I never let things get too personal. Which pretty much involves unplugging electronics and hauling them into the van. Then I schlep the goods up to Sheboygan. I got a guy who sells it online. Now you know all my top trade secrets and business philosophy. Steal from the rich, give to the poor. Viola.
Viola?
It's voila.
Kyle Probst and Travis Torok made The Smart Ones while finishing up grad school themselves at UW-Milwaukee. They join us now. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Most people get a job or get some loans to get through college. Where did you get the idea to have your protagonists burgle their way through grad school?
I think we just wanted to have a unique spin on a comedy where, you know, they're really not doing the right thing, but still trying to have them have, you know, some sort of redeeming qualities and, you know, be a laughable character. So, and it was just kind of more of a parody of, you know, people who are struggling right now with student loans and how they struggle to get through school. These people are taking it upon themselves, you know, in a much more interesting way.
That's a neat trick to pull off where you have people that you really sympathize with and pull for, yet they're doing these awful things.
Exactly. They need to be redeemable characters, but we wanted to show that they had an edge and they had an agenda of their own and just try and get people to sympathize with them that way.
Have you noticed how feng shui this house is? Oh, Dean. I'm feeling a lot of chi right now.
What have we told you about your architectural philandering while on the job?
And I'm not supposed to interfere in your time and Charlie's time. And could we just stay here for a little bit?
Going to college is a big enough job, and making a movie, a feature-length movie, is a big enough job. You're doing these two things simultaneously. What was that like?
It was actually, you know, pretty difficult to juggle at first, especially, you know, working around everyone's schedule. The majority of the actors that we used were also enrolled at school at the time, and we all had jobs. So it was, the biggest task was just the scheduling, I think. Everything else we were, you know, we were able to take on pretty well with our schooling as well as the film. So it was pretty much living and breathing it, making sure that, you know, we were 100% dedicated to it the whole way through. And, you know, it's a labor of love. So, you know, we didn't really think it was too much of a burden when we were doing it.
And also, you got this guy.
What's that on your chest, mister?
It's a pledge pin, sir.
A pledge pin on your uniform!
That's Mark Metcalf. Turns out, I guess he's from Milwaukee, but if you came of age in the 80s like I did, you know, he's got a special place in your memories.
Absolutely. Mark Metcalf played Niedermeyer in Animal House. He's been on Seinfeld. He's been on Buffy. He's quite a staple in the Milwaukee community, especially the film and theater community. And so we got to shoot two scenes with him for one day, and it was phenomenal.
Travis Turok and Kyle Probst, thanks for being with us.
Thanks
for having us, Terry.
See more of Kyle Probst, Travis Torok, and The Smart Ones on Director's Cut tomorrow night at 10 on Wisconsin Public Television.